Don't be ashamed of your story. It will inspire others. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy talks with us about creating your mental health plan. Enjoy.
It's time for you to go on the hate loss plan. It's time for you to go on an ignorance loss plan. It's time for you to go on a silly loss plan. It's time for you to go on a stupid person loss plan. And it all starts with you changing your mental diet of what you're willing to accept. So I guess you haven't figured it out yet. Because you allowed that person, you allowed that situation to make you feel some type of way. You allow that person, you allow that situation to ruin your day, which essentially ruins your week, which is making this a tough month for you. Haven't figured it out yet, huh? That all stops now. That all stops today, because I am going to help you learn and know what your mental health strategy is. This has nothing to do with anything in the medical field. It has to do with you understanding you and knowing what makes you smile, knowing what makes you cry, knowing what makes you happy, knowing what makes you sad, knowing what motivates you, knowing what empowers you, and also knowing what deflates you and makes you not even want to get out of the bed in the morning. What is your mental health strategy? See, right now you feel like you don't know, but you really do. All it is tapping into those things that I just mentioned. When you're happy, what is it that's making you happy? When you're sad, what is it that makes you sad? It seems simple, which it really is. The hardest part is the execution. That's what gets all of us. That's what's getting you right now, because you cannot execute the game plan for your own mental health strategy. You know, good and doggone well, when this person, that certain person comes around, it always leaves you in a funk. It always leaves you down in the dumps. It always leaves you feeling depressed. It always leaves you in a place that you do not desire to be. And up to this point, you haven't been strong enough to either remove yourself from the situation or let that person know you are not welcome in my personal space. So back up and give me 50 feet. It's time for you to go on the hate loss plan. It's time for you to go on the ignorance loss plan. It's time for you to go on a silly loss plan. It's time for you to go on a stupid person loss plan. And it all starts with you changing your mental diet of what you're willing to accept. You know what makes you happy. You know what makes you tick. You know what inspires you. You know what motivates you. And those are the things you need to be moving towards. I need you to run as fast as you can away from the ignorance. I need you to run as fast as you can from the negative energy, from the toxic situations, the toxic environments. That has to be part of your mental health strategy. You have to know, bro, not happening. Girl, no. It's no way I'm going in that situation. That environment? No. That's not good for my mental health. Next thing you know, you done wild out because you done went to a situation, an environment that's pulled out the worst in you, that's pulled out the ugly in you. And now you sitting there shaking, anxiety is all on 10. And now you have to find a way to regroup, to get back to your sanity. And that's all part of your mental health strategy too. You got to know, because in this life, things are going to pull out that ugly sometimes. And we have to find a way to get back to the beauty that we have inside. So what can you do to get yourself back to sanity as quick as you can? You have to know that. You've been in a place before where it was dark and you wasn't where you wanted to be, and you found your way out of it. So now let's take that situation and take that mindset and find a way to speed up that recovery. So when you go to that bad place and you have a bad moment, for me, I always just take 10, breathe, and think about the most positive things I can think about. And remind myself of how great I am. Remind myself of how I'm not going to let an unnecessary, ignorant situation stop me from enjoying the rest of my day, enjoying the rest of my week, enjoying the rest of my life. This is your mental health strategy. Know the people, know the situations, know the surroundings that you do not want to be in. But also, know the situations, know the surroundings you do want to be in. Know the people you do want to hang around. Those that lift you up. Those that enhance your mental health. Those that make you smile. Those that empower you. Because once you do that, you will find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. Quit playing. You got new wins to obtain. So run toward the positive energy, and from the negativity, please refrain. This is a great day to win. Let's go.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.